This is Michael Crizone Podcast, a podcast brought to you by Michael Crizone Platform, also known as the connoisseur in food reporting. Plantain lovers around the world will tell you for a fact that plantain is one of the many blessings nature has blessed humanity with. Plantain itself is trusted for its ingenuity and the ambiguity that lies in its consumption and cooking. This episode is set out to celebrate a food that has continued to reinvent itself. Welcome, I am Iyanolu Afagwe Temitope, and this is my Cookery Zone Podcast, a food podcast that focuses on food reportage and discussions with food-oriented people. Every 5th of June is celebrated as World Plantain Day. It is a moment food enthusiasts and genuine plantain lovers take to social media to air their opinions on a soul food, the plantain. Not that they don't do this on a regular day, but on this day, more attention is placed on it. From Ghanaian's Kelewele to Congolese's Makimba, down to Nigeria's Dodo Ekiri, the rich in dietary fiber produce plays a huge role in shaping our cuisine. As the plantain can be cooked on ripe, fried when ripe, roasted, sun-dried, and ground into flour, humans have shown the ingenuity that lies in the consumption of plantain. One method of cooking plantain seems to be shared amongst many cultures across the continent, and it is a sweet, ripe, fried plantain, haloko, as it is called in Cote d'Ivoire and Burkina Faso, or dodo, as it is called in Nigeria, misole in Cameroon, and makimba by people from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The episode dedicated to celebrating the love of plantain features plantain lovers. Let's meet my first guest.
My name is Bash Eyowari. I'm a multidisciplinary creative. I'm also a creative entrepreneur, anyone you'd like to call it. But yeah, I'm also the founder of Dodo Gang and the creative director. Basically, everything that happens at Dodo Gang goes through me.
Now, when talking about the lifestyle brand Dodo Gang, they are into uniting plantain lovers around the world through food, fashion, lifestyle, and events. Very different from food blogging. In Bash's world, it describes Dodo Gang as
like we're cultural curators.
They being cultural curators makes it different from food blogging, even though food lovers may many times than not misconstrue what the brand Dodo Gang is all about.
And I think it's important to differentiate. We are totally not food bloggers. We're plantain lifestyle curators. Food bloggers, no disrespect to food bloggers, we love what they do, but they share more like recipes and stuff, just things around food. But we don't share recipes. So what we do is we've created the plantain lifestyle and just showcase how people should live the plantain lifestyle. But definitely it's based off of their love for plantain, so which is food inclined. But then it branches out into fashion. So we have the clothes, the gang merchandise. It branches out into events, so we have events like World Plantain Day, PLC Plantain Lovers Connect, the Dodo Festival, yeah, and we have some other ones coming out that we don't want to reveal yet, and just the arts, and just the where to eat. So we have some ideas we haven't executed yet, so, but yeah, we are plantain lifestyle creators, so what we do is showcase how people should live the plantain lifestyle.
Historically, plantains are believed to have originated in Southeast Asia. Two groups of plantain are thought to have a common origin, the Horn plantain and the French plantain. Both types grow in India, Africa, Egypt, and tropical America. Plantain is used for numerous things, and it has become one of the staples in our cuisine, making its use unending.
I don't think there's an extent, it's infinitive, there's no extent. And it's not just the plantain fruit itself, it's the whole tree. Like the roots are useful, the leaves are useful, the skin is useful. The fruit itself is useful. The the peel of the fruits are useful. So plantain, that's why we're living the plantain lifestyle. We've discovered how versatile it is, and it's like a gift that keeps on giving. You just keep going and delving deeper. The more you go into it, the more you realize like plantain is very versatile. So it's something that definitely needs to be explored, and I don't think it can be done by just one person, because the more you research, the more you discover plantain is very versatile.
In recent times, plantain has become scarce, and when available, costly. I put it to Dodo Gang, if this has hindered the consumption of plantain.
No, it hasn't. To be honest, I think the truth is people get caught up in their love for plantain so much and its availability, they forget it's actually a seasonal fruit. There are times when plantain is not in season, even though it still be available, but it's a bit scarce, and that's when the price goes up. And there are times when it's in season and then it's readily available. So because of there's a lot of it in supply, the price comes down. So people forget to notice these times that okay, there's a time plantain goes down, but because it's always so readily available and we love it so much, we always want it, people will still consume it regardless. The price goes up, people will still consume it. Even though the quantity they consume might reduce, but they will still consume it regardless. But people don't pay enough attention to the cycle of it. But if people paid more attention to it, they will prepare for those times, because there are ways to preserve your plantain during those times when it's not readily available. So if you can hack the plantain lifestyle and you know when plantain will not be in season, then you can prepare and have plantains ready for those times. So yeah, plantain consumption is all year round. The price does not affect the quantity of the consumption, but it does not affect the consumption itself.
Health risk factors can make one question the consumption of plantain. The nutritional value of an unripe plantain, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, says that a cup of unripe plantain contains 40 grams of carbohydrates and 3.1 grams of sugars. The sugar content in plantain isn't the only health risk, as it has been proven that some people also show some allergic reactions when it is consumed.
Just like everything in life, you need to apply wisdom. So yes, definitely, you control your sense and you just balance out your meals. You can't just be consuming like that. And that's why we have unripe plantain too, with less sugary content. And you can use that. You can always just mix it. It's the plantain lifestyle. You can find ways to maybe make a plantain porridge with a mixture of unripe plantains and ripe plantains, just to balance it out. So it's very important, just like everything in life, just apply wisdom. You cannot just be consuming. You have to know when, what, how to balance things out. Just balance is key. You can consume a lot of it, and then maybe your lifestyle, you work out a lot, you know, okay, I'm going to burn these calories, I'm going to burn this sugar, no problem, I can take it up because I'm going to burn it out. So it's just basically knowing what works for you and being honest with yourself. Okay, I have a sugar problem, so I'm not going to consume as much. I'm going to consume unripe plantains. Oh, I think my blood sugar is low. I need to consume more. So it's basically just knowing what works for you. And definitely knowing plantain's nutritional value and the nutritional content, and just applying it to your own unique lifestyle situation.
Studies also show that the nutritional content of plantain varies greatly depending on their level of ripeness and how they are prepared. As plantain ripen, fiber content goes down and sugar content increases. Plantains are high fiber and nutritious choice as a healthy source of carbs. Plantains are also low fat when cooked without being fried in oil. In 2021, Bash Amorenike launched a plantain cookbook. It is a cookbook written by plantain lovers for other plantain lovers across the world. He speaks more on the Plantain Cookbook.
It's called 10 Easy Ways to Love Plantain. We like to refer to it as culinary entertainment. It's a collaboration between I, myself, and Morenike Ayofon of Spice by Reni. It comes with 10 easy-to-learn plantain recipes. Every recipe in the cookbook comes with plantain commentary. The commentary is quite comedic and poetic, so when you're cooking, it's not just straight to the point. It makes the cooking fun, if you must say, man, fun. And yeah, you don't have to be a chef to create the recipes in the cookbook. That's why we made it the way it is, fun. So it's an easy introduction to plantains too. Then there's an interesting chapter in the book. It's called Bolli versus Bolle. So it explores roasting plantain and pronunciation.
So how can they get the cookbook?
Well, the cookbook is available on the website www.10easyways2loveplantain.com. It's also available at Ouida Books. It's available at Roving Heights. It's also available at Terra Culture. And the ebook is available on the website too. In America too, you can also get physical copies via the website www.10easyways2loveplantain.com. And 10 easy ways is all in alphabets, no numbers. So www.10easyways2loveplantain.com.
There's one more person I would like to talk to in this episode. The time is 8 minutes gone past 5 p.m. West African time, and I am on my way to the Institute of African Studies, situated at the University of Ibadan, where I'll be meeting with an incredible plantain lover, Joshua. Joshua describes himself as a regular dude. He is currently an undergraduate student. His love for plantain is eminent, as it was on display in his Twitter handle and name before the release of this episode. I am now at the Institute in Susan Wenger's garden, where Joshua and I plan to meet.
What prompted me to ask you a request for this interview was your Twitter handle, and not even the only handle, the profile, the name. Something plantain and vibes.
Plantain is immaculate, because yeah, plantain and vibes. Yeah.
Plantain and vibes. So that was what caught my attention. Okay, so why plantain? Why do you like plantain?
I don't know. Plantain is like nearly everything. Apart from...
Why you say nearly swallow. Everything? Okay, so apart from swallow.
How will I say it? And you could turn it into swallow too. Because it's so easy to make.
In what sense? Okay, now I will ask this question. You say it's so easy to make. Mm-hmm. Boiled or fried?
Either way, easy to make.
No, there has to be one. You can't just say, but there will be one that draws more attention.
Even if it's fried, I prefer fried, of course.
Okay.
Fried.
Joshua explains the reason why he had to change his Twitter handle and name to something tailored to plantain.
I remember I did that. I decided to make that my Twitter handle.
Okay.
We had like a lot of plantain in the house, so I tried like them. Everything was so fresh.
And ripe at the same time.
Exactly. Okay. Like fresh, ripe. We have like plantain trees in the backyard, right? Mm. So we took it straight from the backyard as soon as we were ripe. And it was just a beautiful experience, just memorable. And I was like, I need to mark this somehow. Mm. That was the plantain and ripe.
Can you remember the date this was?
I think it was June, like mid-June. I can't remember the particular day.
Plantain to you, how would you describe your own love for plantain?
I mean, I could eat it. Mm. Eat it at any point in time, you know? First, okay. Lunch, dinner, like any sauce. That thing goes with so much stuff. But then it has its own unique flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not like yam in that aspect. My thing is,
well, because I feel what you can use yam for, you can as well use plantain.
My point is that I said, and it also brings its flavor,
okay,
which yam does not.
Okay.
Yam doesn't bring that. I would say sweet potatoes, but sweet potatoes aren't as versatile as like plantain. No, just that is something spark to food.
He also shares some of the not so pleasing moments with some Twitter users who decided to banter about his preferred Twitter handle at the time.
The funny thing is, like, how I like it, it's so weird because whenever I get into like beef with people on Twitter, arguments with people, a couple of those arguments, whenever they run out of like anything to say towards me, they will now start bringing up the handle. And I'm not like, I'm not ashamed of it. Like, you can't use it as a dunk on me or to make fun of me.
Okay.
I don't care.
So they've made fun of you by saying...
No. They all say planting and birds, and I'm like, what's the joke?
Okay.
Like, I don't care, bro.
Okay. But now, which kind of plantain do you like? Is it the very soft one or...
I probably like one
Semi-ripe or super ripe and soft? Because they are...
Oh, my God.
And I've seen people argue that... What are you making if it is not very soft? What are you frying if it is not very soft?
I don't like the very soft one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they make the bakery and stuff. The bakery,
with the, school, yes.
The ripe one. That's what I mean. Yeah, that is fermenting.
The fermenting.
That's what you make the bakery out of, that's true. I don't really like very ripe plantain.
And when you now fry it again, it becomes really strong.
Yeah, because of the way it is fried. My mom loves... I don't love the bakery a lot. But that's because she's from that side. Yeah. So I like the one that is like just freshly ripe. That just
still firm.
Yeah, that's the perfect one for me. That when you fry it, it doesn't really turn black as much as it turns that like that yellow.
Okay.
So, no, the golden
yellow.
That's a golden yellow, whatever. Yeah. So that's the one I love. That's the one I prefer. Stop.
Thank you for your time. You have a nice chatting with you. Thank you, Joshua.
The love for plantain in this present day has seen a massive influx of social media users talking about food, which doesn't exempt plantain. This has allowed for some interconnectedness shared amongst its lovers. We believe the love for plantain is one that abounds. It has transcended generations till date. It is a love shared across various countries and cultures. For the next 3 weeks, Microcrisome Podcast will be bringing you readings from food articles published in 3 different categories on the Microcrisome platform. Before I finally say my byes in this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you listen to the podcast. This episode was scripted and produced by me, Iyanoluwa Fagbietemitokwe. Microcrisome Podcast is a production of Microcrisome platform. Thank you for listening.